This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th. And if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
While most Americans can't get anywhere near a COVID-19 vaccine, the Defense Department will offer the coronavirus vaccine to detainees at Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. An official in the Pentagon has just released a memo approving the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine to the detainee population in Guantanamo. The naval base has 6,000 residents, including 1,500 U.S. troops working at the prison. Democrats are moving quickly to lay groundwork for passing more coronavirus relief money, bypassing Republicans. The economy shrank 3.5% last year, with high levels of unemployment persisting and unemployment fraud systems broken beyond imagination. Democrats are working to push through a budget resolution, the first step for a coronavirus relief bill. All it would need is a simple majority in the House and Senate. They are hoping to pass it through both chambers next week. Be careful on the roads out west, as many storms are dropping a lot of snow. Travel east of Yosemite in California is not recommended Friday. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Nevada's school-age children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14 to 1. USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to thebillmartinezshow.com. It's all right there, including all the previous interviews that we've done with our guests. You may see, whoa, that's an interesting topic, and oh, I know that guest. And look at the podcasts are absolutely free. Our gift to you, because we're givers, okay? So download, share them with your friends, family, enjoy it. Hopefully it blesses you, because this is what the show is all about, is that, you know, we want to add to your day, not take away, and bring you the topics and some knowledge that otherwise you may not have an opportunity to run into. And such is the case right now. We're going to be talking with Dr. Preston Sprinkle. He's a biblical scholar, an international speaker, New York Times best-selling author. He's written many numerous books, including People to Be Loved, Why Homosexuality is Not Just an Issue, Living in a Gray World, A Christian Teen's Guide to Homosexuality. Dr. Sprinkle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, the topic that we're talking about today is one that, you know, not everybody talks about anecdotally. I mean, it's in the culture. It's expressed. Christians are trying to reconcile their faith with, you know, what the culture is saying about homosexuality. And what you have done, you know, for the body of Christ and for all concerned is you helped to construct, you know, the ideas and thoughts that we can, you know, we can meditate on and chew on and to be better prepared, because it's not that everybody necessarily is going to have a chance or opportunity to go head to head with this topic or debate it or encourage people, but we are supposed to be prepared, are we not, regardless?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you know, you reference, you know, the broader culture too. I mean, this, the LGBTQ plus conversation is obviously alive and well in the broader culture, but it's also something that I think the church needs to wrestle with. You know, there was a big study done a while back that showed that 83% of LGBT people were raised in the church. So,
wow.
And they end up, most of them end up leaving after 18 or whatever, but this isn't kind of an us versus them conversation. This is a conversation that, a really important one, a really sometimes complex one that needs to happen within the church, because there's people in our pews that are either wrestling or have, you know, different views on these things. And we need to disciple them well as Christians.
Well, and you bring up a good point, and that is people in the pews. I mean, in a sense, it's one big triage of people who come with their injuries, their baggage, their misunderstandings. And this is why they come to church, whether it's, you know, an incredible event like 9/11, for example. We had a lot of people flooding the churches. And we'd have a lot of people today in light of COVID-19 flooding the churches, but we've got so many churches under lockdown. But that doesn't stop them from doing, and which I've, you know, shared with our audience, is that I find people looking up more these days. And I think that's an interesting expression, isn't it?
It is. And absolutely. And it's, you know, whenever there's some big upheaval in culture, whether it's, you know, 9/11 or even, you know, the you know, back in my day, you know, the fall of the wall in 89, and there's just these, anytime there's some disruption in society, oftentimes people were created in God's image. Oftentimes we're going to start asking big questions. And what is fascinating is most of the LGBT people I talk to, you know, even if they're outside the church, a lot of times statistically they were raised in the church, but oftentimes they have spiritual questions and itch or something like they even if they've been out of church for a while, they'll show up at our churches and visit it. And this is where I think the culture has somewhat misunderstood or maybe misframed the conversation as kind of like, yeah, the LGBT community that hates Christians, the Christians hate them or whatever. And there definitely is some of that. But on a one-to-one individual basis, I think God's, you know, starting to, you know, light a fire in the hearts of people who have been wrestling with their sexuality and are asking spiritual questions. So Christians, we need to be prepared to give an answer to anybody who asks.
Well, we've seen some evidence of people in the LGBTQ community who have come forth, have become prominent, and not so much as, you know, promoting a sexual agenda. They happen to be identified as such, but what they have to share and say is very mainstream and conservative. And you know, have you found that to be the case? And I think that is, it is opening up this conversation and framing it in such a way that you get back to the basics of what would Jesus do?
Yeah, that's a good, that's a great observation. And yeah, you know, the assumption is that every single person who identifies as LGBTQ is kind of this radically left, non-religious, liberal person. And certainly, you know, that there's a portion that are. But I think I even read recently that I think the number of people who, the number of LGBT people who voted for Trump, I think it doubled among the LGBT community. It was something like 20%+. So it's still a lower percentage, but 1/5. I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
No,
I got a friend of mine who is trans and a Republican, conservative politically, even though they identify as trans. And so it's, you just can't, there's no neat package, you know, that you can stuff everybody into with this conversation. There's Andrew Sullivan and other Douglas Murray, other people who are not on the left at all, but would identify as gay or bisexual or what.
So how do we reconcile this? I mean, look, you know, that because the fact of the matter is, you know, in the pews today, we already know, according to Barna, even a third of people in the pews today are involved with pornography. So sin abounds. I mean, it's not like you go to church and you're sin free, right? We're still dealing with that. So let's not fool ourselves. And there are people in the pews who are trans, homosexual, but they are reconciling themselves to God. It's like that, the parable that Jesus talked about, where you got the, you know, the two people praying, and one is, you know, he's sincerely sorrowful and calling for God's forgiveness. And the other one says, God, I'm sure glad I'm not him.
Yeah. There's a passage in, I think it's Matthew 20 or 22, where Jesus says, you know, sinners and tax collectors aren't entering the kingdom of heaven before you. You know, he's speaking to religious leaders. And,
right.
You know, I think we have to come from a posture of, we are all broken. We are all beggars in need of bread. We are all sexually broken. We have a lot of dysfunction in our own sexuality. When I say our own, I mean just like the majority, you know, straight people who aren't same-sex attracted or trans or whatever. But we're all messed up. That's why Jesus came. And so if we have that kind of humble posture to say, hey, you know, I'm a fellow beggar in search of bread, let me show you where bread is found, you know, but I'm not doing so from a posture of a baker. I'm doing so from a posture of a beggar. And so I think that's the posture that the church needs to have as it kind of, you know, dives into this really, you know, volatile topic.
Well, because look at it is amongst us. I mean, it is at a point where, you know, we have family members. I mean, we've had elected officials with family members who are avowed homosexuals, and here they are, people of faith. And You know, so it's coming out, and it's how we choose to deal with it to where we're all blessed, and this is what God wants. We've got more from Dr. Preston Sprinkle after this. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Our conversation with Dr. Preston Sprinkle continues. We're talking about his new book, Embodied, Transgender Identities, the Church and What the Bible Has to Say. Preston, as we're talking offline, I know the question that most people are asking is, how do we, love the sinner but not the sin in dealing with this particular topic? Because this has ramifications. I mean, this is a universal question, regardless of what the sin is, because, hey, as you say, we're all beggars.
You know, we've all been there. We've all done it. We bring our own sin to church every Sunday. So we're no better than anybody else. But in this particular topic, how do we learn, you know, from this and have it apply, you know, to ourselves and other topics?
Yeah, good question. And the phrase I often use is love the sinner, hate your own sin, and invite a fellow sinner to follow Jesus together.
Wow, yes, I like that. Say that again. I love this.
Love the sinner, hate your own sin, and invite a fellow sinner to follow Jesus together. So it captures the same essence, but again, it comes from a posture of humility. And the Christian way of life, discipleship, following Jesus includes a very, I would say, very clear, specific sexual ethic that Jesus calls us to. We're not allowed to kind of make up our own ethics. We have to follow Jesus and the ethic that he and the apostles have given us through the scriptures. Now, the tough thing with this topic is we can't lump the LGB together with the T. So to be lesbian, gay, or bisexual is to be attracted to the same sex on some level. And, you know, I don't think the Bible allows people to, act on that attraction, to engage in the same-sex sexual relationship. I think that's part of the Christian ethic. But what about the T? And this is where this is why I wrote a whole book on the T, is because I think it's widely misunderstood. You know,
T as in transgender, ladies and gentlemen, in case that's not coming across.
Sorry.
Your speakers. That's okay. That's all right. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, lesbian, gay, bisexual, which has to do with sexual attraction, and then transgender, what does that have to do with? And you ask 10 people, you'll get 11 answers. But, you know, some people who say they're trans, they simply wrestle with a psychological condition called gender dysphoria, that, you know, they don't feel at home in their body, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's questions about the weight, you know, what does it even mean to act on that? Yeah. You know, I mean,
why more so today than when we were growing up, Preston? Is it just contemporary? Is it a fad? Is it, you know, because, you know, there's been people scratching an itch that's not there. Is this all part and parcel of this?
That is a complex sociological question. Let me give you the 10-second answer. It's partly due to the fact that some people who have always wrestled with this feel safer to come out and wrestle or identify. But also, I do think that there are some cultural influences, societal influences that are nudging people to identify as something other than their biological sex. But that's the elevator elevator
right.
answer, and every word I just said is, you know, debated. But.
Right. Well, and the other thing, here we are, we're struggling to understand it. How much of a struggle are they going through? I mean, just like us. I mean, we struggle with our own sin, right? Our own begging aspect. And so, we're all humanoids, made in the image of God. No big surprise here. And so they must be having, I got to imagine, having those 3 o'clock in the morning wake-up calls that has you staring at the ceiling tile and saying, oh, God, why me? Why is this?
Yeah.
You know, what is this thorn that you've placed in me? You know, because there's just something, you know, not right. I mean, this might upset people when you say, because sin is unnatural. I don't care whatever it is, whatever sin that you're participating in, it is unnatural, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And again, with the transgender conversation, you know, in the essence of it all, we're dealing with people who are wrestling with a severe, sometimes debilitating, unwanted psychological condition that they've had since they were 3 years old. So this is where, when we talk about sin, we have to be really clear. What is it, a sin to wrestle with an unwanted psychological condition? Well, no. Now, what we do with that condition, and especially in this conversation, you know, it raises ethical questions of should they try to change their biological sex, which is, scientifically impossible, but is presenting as the opposite sex, is that the sin? So we need to be clear when we talk about the transgender, like when we say sin, because when it comes to the LGB, when it comes to sexual ethics, having, sex outside of marriage, the sex outside of a male-female marriage, that is a sin. So it's a little more, there's some more clarity there, but with the trans, it's a little more difficult.
Right. And again, I'm not trying to be insensitive here. And I hope what they're hearing is sensitivity and compassion. My heart is breaking, you know, for them, as it does, you know, for myself in dealing with the sin that I deal with. and the impact that it has, and, you know, in knowing that that's not what God wants for us. I mean, he says, hey, look, I got great plans for you. You know, Preston, I got great plans for you.
Yeah.
You know, to give you a future and a hope. And he says that, you know, to all the Prestons. He says that to, you know, the transgenders. He's saying that to the LGBTQ community, saying it to all of us. And so the opportunity is, are we, you know, can we, by his grace, align and apprehend those plans?
Yeah, absolutely. And walking with people who have a very different experience than we do, you know?
Yes.
You know, people that have what I call like minority struggles, whether it's psychological, social, mental, physical, that are, you know, that only a few people struggle with, that's an isolating existence. And so all the more reason for us who have not no struggles or less struggles, but just common struggles for us to be able to walk with people who think they're the only one in the world or one of the few in the world who might have, you know, something they're wrestling with. And we need to walk, as Paul says in Galatians, to bear one another's burden, you know.
Exactly. And I think that's the opportunity, is to bear, because some of the stuff that you and I are talking about, I mean, there's transgender people, there's people that are just, you know, in the midst of their experience, and it's so painful. They think, well, what are these knuckleheads talking about? What do they know?
Mm.
You know, and we don't know. We're trying to know. We're trying to know in such a way to where, as you say, we can bear, you know, help bear your burden. Help come alongside, because the fact of the matter is when we bear your burden, you're bearing my burden too.
Mm, yeah, yeah. You know, I've a few years ago, I would have said, you know, trans people are really needy. They need the church. They need Christians. And that's true to some extent. Everybody's, you know, needy in some way, but they're not just needy, but needed. I've been so blessed by walking with people who are trans, who are wrestling with their gender identity, but man, they're submitting that to Jesus in faithful ways, and they still have an unwanted condition that they experience. But man, they spend hours in prayer for me, for the world, for the church. They're talking to people about Jesus. They're, you know,
How does that affect your faith when you see this? You know,
it's humbling. You know, it's like, man, like Yeah, it helps me to understand that, you know, God has people in a certain position to, again, teach the majority of what it looks like to follow Jesus. And, it's humbling.
Well, in the culture, certainly in institutions of higher learning, in the state of California, I believe there's something about 63 different gender assignments or acknowledgments now when you register for a university. I mean, it's a... Are those situations, you know, that kind of response, is that helping or hurting?
You know, I want to answer that question acknowledging that this isn't my experience, so I'm answering from a distance.
Okay.
I would say overall, though, I don't think it's helpful. You know, gender identity is defined as your internal sense of who you are. Well, gosh, how many different internal senses of who you are there across the human population? I mean, probably 7 billion, you know? So I don't think it's ultimately helpful to have, you know, just a growing number of gender identities. But, you know, I mean, for some people, it might help them work through a stage in life. And so I want to listen to that journey, you know?
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear, you know, their response. I say there, you know, the LGBTQ community. And how they would respond to the, you know, the fluid idea of our gender. And, you know, and for people of faith who look at it, you know, black and white, all we do is say, hey, be careful. Be careful in how we're not to judge, we're to love. And that's what we need to do. Thanks, Preston.
Urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today.
today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th, and if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Well, let me say the reality of the 46th president is starting to sink in, so much so that you have people going, wait a minute, this isn't what I voted for. I'm sorry. You almost have to laugh because it's like, what did you think was going to happen? I mean, this isn't new. This is what Democrats do. They make all kinds of promises. Nothing comes through, like an Affordable Care Act. I mean, what an oxymoron. We're going to give you an Affordable Care Act. And then remember the infamous, well, I guess after all that money that was spent, I guess we didn't have, those shovel-ready jobs after all. And they kind of laughed. And they laughed about it. And I thought, wow, that kind of statement, because the plan of a shovel-ready job offered some hope and future for people and their livelihood. And if you remember during that era, the 8 years of Obama-Biden, how many people were depending on the government and looking to the government for a handout for their daily bread? Because this is what we are all being conditioned by the Democrats. So no big surprise that the lies are being revealed, and there will be more regret. It is mounting. Julio Rivera is with us. My good friend is the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet, and The Washington Times. Julio, good morning. Good to have you with us.
It is so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, one thing in particular that was picked up nationally by Newsmax, boy, you hit a hot nerve here, and this has to do with union officials. When we talk union officials, we're talking about union workers here. I mean, this is like deja vu all over again, because this happened in 1960, which is kind of surprising in the context of voter fraud and all that, if you recall. You know, people now casually say, well, if the truth is known, you know, it was those union, you know, the union leaders in Chicago that turned the election around and gave the presidency to JFK. And they talk about that so casually, like, oh, you know, it was okay that they cheated to get JFK in office. And it's like, and it's like America just, you know, yawns. We just shrug over it like it's meaningless and going, wait a minute. We have continued to kick these lies and the voter fraud can up the road to where we are right now, where you got half the country that's going, this stinks. We may not be able to talk about it. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to hear the truth. You can't handle the truth. So, okay, you know, wrong gospel, wrong church. We'll move on. But it's like, okay, we move on. But what's next, Julio?
Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous because if you think about it, right, the unions that backed the Democrats, right, they basically got screwed on this. I mean, there's a lot of people who are losing their jobs instantaneously as he signed that executive order to stop the Keystone Pipeline. You know, and I hark back to the year 2000, back when China was legitimized completely on the world stage and allowed into the World Trade Organization. These unions
and who did that? Who did that, Julio?
Oh, that was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. Yeah. I was getting to that.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, so Bill Clinton, right, signs some legislation to allow and legitimize China and allow their inclusion into the World Trade Organization, despite the warnings from all the labor unions that we were going to lose millions of American jobs as soon as we allowed China into the World Trade Organization. And lo and behold, guess what happened? These same unions propped up Joe Biden. You know, made all these donations to his campaign and put him basically in office. Again, another puppet of China. You know, and we're going to lose the jobs that President Trump had worked so feverishly to bring back to the American people. But they're doing a lot of other things, too. I mean, like, you know, I wrote a piece for Reactionary Times, which was actually picked up the reporting by National Review, which I was very proud of. It was very good for Reactionary Times. But we featured, you know, some information regarding the Solid Waste and Recycling Division Director for one of these unions, Chuck Stiles. Basically, he was accused by one of his union members of receiving a $60,000 payout for a ghost job, basically a no-show job, the kind of things that you see on these mafia shows, like The Sopranos. You guys get these jobs that they don't have to do anything, and they take this money. But basically, that union was specifically trying to use the Black Lives Matter movement to curry favor for the labor movement. But that particular union, we looked through their actual financial documents. They had never and directly supported any black political candidates. They had never supported or put any money into causes that would further or improve the lifestyle in the black community. This is all just real hypocrisy. And the sad part is you have half of the country, the Trump supporters, they knew that this was going to happen. They're upset because they saw it happening. Now, these liberals, they wanted to get Trump out of office so bad, have basically sold their souls to the left and basically sacrificed the livelihood of their families as hardworking Americans. And this is very unfortunate. Around the country lose their jobs. And the big part of it and the prevailing lesson is that unions have become too powerful and they are no longer in defense of the working or the standards of living for their members. They're basically just political animals at this point.
Right. Well, and what they're doing is exercising. I mean, you mentioned that you get this, you know, these ghost jobs that are, you know, taken by some of these bosses, you know, but hey, look, it happens, you know, to family members of, you know, of politicians, of elected officials. You know, this has been the routine. So they go, hey, why are you calling the kettle black here?
Yeah, you know, and this is crazy. We elected the probably the biggest profiteer the worst possible guy that we could have put into office based on everything that we learned from Tony Bobulinski, from the reporting from the New York Post, which was censored, by the way, in advance of the presidential election. You know, we had probably the most significant October surprise in the history of presidential politics in the 2020 election. You know, all this information that came out regarding Hunter Biden and the 10% to the big guy and all the conflicts of interest regarding the Ukraine and regarding China. And we still, Americans still went out and elected President Biden. But I don't really think that they did. I still think I will go to my grave, Bill, and I venture to guess you probably will too, believing that President Trump got hosed in the 2020 election.
Well, the voters of President Trump, 75 million people who voted for Trump got hosed. Their vote got negated. Now, I think that's more than a fair statement. George Stephanopoulos and other, lefty narrators and talking heads want to insist Chris Wallace, oh, no, he was elected. But don't tell me fair and square. Don't tell me that is the case, because I don't know that. And the fact that I don't know that, and at least 75 million other people don't know that as a matter of fact, I mean, you want us to accept it, but that's like wanting to accept, I want you to accept that 1 + 1 = 3. Well, there's something in your very conscience and your training says that doesn't square up. 1 + 1 = 3, right? Well, then, if they're holding a gun to your head, you'll eventually say, oh, okay, it equals 3. But even after that, you're going to go, the guy's an idiot. It's still 2. It doesn't matter. But, okay, we'll say 3 just so he doesn't, shoot my brains out. And that's where America is right now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, one of the scariest things, if I had to really, point a finger to it, is that, we have, as you say, been conditioned, or we're being forced to accept, and be conditioned to accept that what happened in this past election was legitimate. And one of the scariest things was that there were, I don't know if you remember this, but Democratic leadership prior to the election was stating, this is weeks in advance, right? Weeks mm-hmm. in advance of the election, right, that your vote that you submitted by mail may not be counted because of issues with the Postal Service. So even if you voted by mail, Democratic leaders were instructing voters
exactly.
to go out.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Julio after this.
You're a small business owner, and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy. Hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 64. That's 800-750-3564.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
A little bit of encouragement by Danny Gokey. You know, sometimes, it's that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I understand there's a lot of noise out there, a lot of chaos that has been brought to you, you know, by the Democrats, by the hard left, frankly. With us right now is Julio Rivera, the editorial director of ReactionaryTimes.com. Julio, I just firmly believe that we need to assign, you know, blame where blame belongs. And what we are experiencing here in America is what 75 million people did not want to happen, that is an America without Trump. You know, here we are. Our religious liberty is being tossed around, and it's amazing to think that here we got the second Catholic in the Oval Office, and he seems to care little about our religious freedom. Immigration, the border walls are going to open up. I mean, no more brick lane, no more wall. Let's let everybody, you know, come on in, you know, government cheese for everybody. We're all ready to go. Our energy independence out the door. First time ever since Truman have we been energy independent. There's something better. I don't know what better there is than energy independence. And, of course, on top of this, what the Democrats know, and that is the unbridled growth of the bureaucracy and government, a deeper stranglehold by the deep state. And the bottom line of all this, Julio, is the loss of our liberties. I mean, this is the America that we gave up in order, you know, to make sure that Orange Man is out and Joe Biden is in.
Yeah, this is something that's really scary. They actually issued for the first time ever the federal government an advisory against supposed domestic terrorism. Basically, what they're attempting to do is label right-wingers, conservatives, Republicans, anybody that has a problem with the current status quo, you know, and let's face it, they have absolute power. They've consolidated the power of basically the lower chamber, the upper chamber, the presidency. They have it all. And then not only that, they have a wildly unrestrained president that's signing executive orders at a feverish pace.
He doesn't even know what he's he doesn't even know what he's signing, Julio. You know, he says the other day, "What am I signing here?" I mean, it's like, what, you know, I mentioned to somebody else. I said I expected Radar O'Reilly to come around the desk and say, "Well, just sign. Don't worry about it. You know, we got it, you know, covered." Like a scene from MASH. It's ridiculous. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really scary. But one of the things that's in particularly kind of scary, and at the outset of the presidency, we started to see a little bit of rioting in Portland, in Ted Wheeler City. These are the people that got everything that they wanted, because if you look at all these executive orders, they pertain to so-called social justice. They pertain to environmental issues. They pertain to this ridiculousness of letting men compete in women's sports collegiately. All these ridiculous, you know, sort of pet issues that the left has. He's sitting there placating all of them, but they're rioting. And in concert with that rioting, the federal government issues this advisory. What I think we're going to see is we're going to see a rise in false flag left-wing rioting. It's basically going to grant the justification to the federal government to try to put the clamps on political organization of any kind. I believe that we've crossed the threshold that it will be nearly impossible to come back from. Because what they're going to do is they're going to label anybody who attempts to organize, you know, to further or advance a political platform that's contrary to what's in power right now is going to be labeled a domestic terrorist. That's where we're headed.
Yes. So well, that's what January.
The Tea Party guy. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say that's what January the 6th was all about. This is all to set the stage. You're exactly right. And who does this, Julio? What kind of government, you know, does this sort of thing?
A statist government. A statist government. They want to clamp down and put ultimate control. And that's why I think we saw the Portland attack that happened in the, at the outset of the Biden presidency, because there weren't any right-wing resistance. You're not seeing conservatives rioting. You're not seeing conservatives burning down police stations. And you know, what happened at the Capitol was terrible, but it was an isolated incident. You can't even begin to compare that to what we saw last summer when there were dozens of people that died as a result of left-wing violence. It took over 100 days for Joe Biden to even acknowledge it. And Kamala Harris was out tweeting in defense of the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which was basically bailing out these rioters, some of which were violent criminals. Some of them had been arrested from things ranging from sexual assault and you know, all types of robberies. And these were like hardened criminals.
Right.
Kamala Harris was advocating.
All done by your vice president, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're exactly right, Julio. This is nothing but this is a totalitarian mindset and psychology that does this. And the dangerous part of this is when you consider how much our government, including the IRS, has been weaponized. I mean, do you realize the amount of ammunition that these varying bureaucratic institutions have available to them? I mean, you're talking millions of rounds of ammunition, of hollow point bullets. Why would our government be so armored up?
Well, because this is it. They want to take absolute control. What they do is, at this point, I think, is they want to set up a government that is kind of a totalitarian government, kind of in the vein of China. You know, they want to have authoritarian power over the American people. What they do is correct. And anybody that is, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if eventually we go into some system of re-education.
Well, they've already said, AOC has already said that. I mean, she wants you know, all the deplorables and anybody that supported Donald Trump to go to re-education camps like the Uyghurs are being, you know, subjected to in Turkestan, in communist China.
Yep. That's going to, and honestly, unfortunately, well, who's going to stop them? This is the thing that I'm worried about, right? At this point, they have the power to eventually, you know, do the judiciary stacking, right? Mm-hmm. Because at this point, they kind of, conservatives can kind of, I think, take heart to the fact that we have a quote unquote, and I'm doing the air quotations here, a majority in the Supreme Court, but that's only temporary. And we saw based on the Texas court case when we were still fighting over the legitimacy of the election, that these people aren't exactly what we thought they were. Mm-hmm. So God knows how. I mean, they could all turn into John Roberts at this point. You know, I mean, I don't think that you'll get that from perhaps, you know, a Clarence Thomas type. But right. I think it wouldn't be that hard with political pressure, and given what the climate is currently right now, I think it's going to be very intimidating for these conservative justices to try to toe the line on the Constitution, or hold the line, rather, on the Constitution, given the current political climate.
Exactly, without a doubt. Speaking of Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, what did you make of his, non-participation in this faux impeachment?
I guess he felt that he didn't want to preside over it. I think that's kind of a scary thing, because if you're going to let a Democratic president pro tempore kind of handle this, I think it's going to wind up stacking the deck against President Trump. I think ultimately, I think what they fear is that, if you have a fair election where everything is on equal footing, you don't have mail balloting because, let's say, the state legislatures, rather, step up and say, we're not going to allow it this time because now we realize the dangers of it. And if you put President Trump in an arena where it's a fair or somewhat fair election, I think they realize that President Trump will win a 2024 election. So they want to basically prevent that. There is no benefit at this point. If the country is in such shambles and we have so many things that we have to handle legislatively, why are you going to sit there and clog up the Senate with this phony impeachment trial? It's basically just to eliminate the possibility of President Trump ever taking power again.
Exactly. Well, and sadly, you've got Republicans, on the side of Democrats, which is disgusting, over this whole deal. I'm sorry. I mean, I've read the text of what the president had to say. We've done the TikTok, that's been published as to what happened. I mean, 20 minutes before the president's speech was over, people were already getting into the Capitol. And in some cases, there was a father there with his three kids said, hey, look, they just opened up the door, and it was like a welcome. You know, we really weren't thinking we were breaking the law. We thought that, it was kind of an invite. And if you notice from the video, you saw people walking through the stanchions almost like they were on a tour. I mean, yet we're led to believe that it was some, massive act of insurrection, promoted by Donald Trump. I'm sorry, based on what he said, what I read that he said, I can't get there.
Yeah. Neither can I, And then one of the more egregious cases of somebody, dying during this was actually somebody who got shot by a police officer while they were coming in. I can't remember.
She's an Air Force veteran that was there.
Air Force veteran, yeah. So it wasn't like, the Trump supporters or the so-called patriots that were going in there were like beating up police officers or anything like that. It wasn't anything like that. I mean, it was bad. I'm not going to sit there and pretend that it was okay what happened, because it certainly wasn't. But I mean, if you compare that to the nonsense and all the crazy violence and the innocent people, so many innocent people that died in the summer, and so many businesses that were destroyed and burned to the ground, and police stations, and that type of real anarchy. I mean, I think that what happened at the Capitol, to a certain extent, you could almost label as benign comparison.
By comparison, without a doubt.
Summer of violence.
Gotta leave it there. We're all out of time. Julio, as always, appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show. Julio Rivera.
Thank you so much.
Stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase.